We know that having calculated IHT on the death estate, this tax is payable by the executors, who were appointed by the deceased in his will. In this session, we are interested in who ultimately bears the inheritance tax, i.e., who is the person or persons who will eventually suffer the IHT on the estate. When an individual dies, his or her assets will pass to the executors appointed within the will, or the administrators under the rules of intestacy. After obtaining probate, the executor's responsibilities will include paying the inheritance tax and filing the appropriate returns, etc. Once that has been done, the executors will distribute the estate in accordance with the will, or the rules of intestacy. The inheritance tax payable on the death estate is due either 6 months from the end of the month of death, or on delivery of the IHT return, if earlier. Having discharged the inheritance tax, the executors will distribute the remaining assets of the estate to the nominated beneficiaries. These beneficiaries are also called legatees. Even though the executors physically pay the inheritance tax, the tax is actually suffered by the beneficiaries of the estate. This is because the IHT is deducted from their appropriate entitlements before the balance is distributed. In this session, we shall explore the burden of inheritance tax, and we will examine how estates are actually distributed. A will is typically drafted so as to leave legacies in two different ways. There are often specific gifts or legacies within the will. For example, the deceased could leave £10,000 in cash to his daughter, or his shares in ICI PLC to his son, etc. And these would be specific legacies. You may also see specific cash gifts referred to as general or pecuniary legacies. Alternatively, the will could include residuary gifts. The residue of an estate is what is left after the payment of specific legacies, and after all costs and expenses have been met. The person or persons entitled to the residue or remainder of the estate is called a residuary legatee. Certain wills leave the whole of the estate on residue. For example, a will could say, "I leave the whole of my estate to my beloved son." In this instance, the son will receive the entire estate as a residuary gift. If a will leaves assets by one or more specific gifts, those gifts will either be tax-bearing or they will be tax-free. We looked at the distinction between tax-bearing and tax-free legacies in the session on quick succession relief, but it is worth reminding ourselves of the rules again here. If a beneficiary receives a tax-bearing specific gift, any inheritance tax payable on that gift is borne by the recipient. Under general law, gifts of non-UK assets will bear their own tax, unless otherwise stated in the will. For example, if an individual receives a gift of an overseas property or some non-UK shares, under the will, the beneficiary who receives the property or the shares will have to pay the inheritance tax due on that asset. This is what we mean by a tax-bearing legacy. The first thing to remember about tax-free legacies is that they are not exempt from inheritance tax. A gift to a spouse or a charity on death is an exempt legacy. A tax-free legacy simply means that the inheritance tax on the gift is not paid by the recipient, but is instead paid out of the residue of the estate. Unless otherwise stated in the will, specific gifts of UK assets are tax-free. For example, if you receive a specific gift of cash or UK shares under a will, you will receive the full amount of the gift and the inheritance tax will be paid by somebody else. That somebody else is typically the residuary legatee. Tax-free in this instance therefore means after tax has already been deducted. In essence, it means net of tax. The residuary legatee receives the balance of the estate after specific gifts have been discharged. Out of his or her residuary share, any tax on tax-free legacies must be discharged. Also, if the residue of the estate is left to a chargeable beneficiary, i.e. someone other than a spouse or charity, any tax on the residue itself is suffered by the residuary legatee. Typically, therefore, there will be two lots of inheritance tax paid out of the residue of the estate. One on tax-free legacies, the other on the chargeable residue itself. Let us illustrate how an estate is distributed by running through an example. Richard died in August 2010. Richard made no lifetime gifts, so the nil band is fully intact. Richard's estate at the date of death was valued at £810,000. In his will, Richard left a house in the UK worth £200,000 to his son. As this is a specific gift of UK property, The gift is tax-free. This means that the son will receive £200,000, and any tax on the house will be paid from the residue of the estate. The will left a house in France worth £250,000 to Richard's daughter. As this is a specific gift of non-UK property, the gift is tax-bearing. This means that any inheritance tax on the gift will have to be paid by the daughter. The residue is left to Richard's brother. The residue is chargeable to IHT, as the brother is not an exempt person. Gifts of chargeable residue will also bear their own tax. Effectively, the tax on the residue itself is paid by the brother. As there are no exempt transfers, the whole of the estate of £810,000 is chargeable to IHT. Richard made no lifetime gifts, therefore we deduct the full nil band, to leave a taxable estate of £485,000. Inheritance tax at 40% is £194,000. If we express this tax as a percentage of the total chargeable estate, we have an estate rate of 23.951%. This estate rate enables us to work out how the estate will be distributed between the various beneficiaries. Richard's son receives a house worth £200,000 free of tax. Richard's daughter receives a house worth £250,000. But out of that legacy, she will have to pay her own share of the inheritance tax. The tax on the house at 23.951% is £59,877. Richard's daughter will have to pay this tax, leaving her with a net legacy of £190,123. Tax of £194,000 is paid to HMRC. The balance of the estate, i.e. £225,877, is distributed to the brother. The brother, being the residuary legatee, has suffered two lots of tax. The residue has been reduced by the tax on the tax-free gift and by the tax on the residue itself. Let us now look at how we calculate the inheritance tax where we have a residue which is either wholly or partly exempt. A residue will be wholly or partly exempt if all or part of it is left to an exempt person, such as a spouse or a charity. If a will is drafted such that the whole of the estate is left to a spouse or charity, as there are no chargeable transfers, no inheritance tax is payable. If part of the residue is chargeable and part is exempt, as in the example on your screen, inheritance tax is charged on the chargeable estate, but not on the exempt transfer. In this instance, we must divide the residue into its component parts before deducting inheritance tax from the chargeable residue. The principle that a chargeable residue should bear its own tax was confirmed by the courts in the Ratcliffe case from 1999. This means that having calculated the inheritance tax on the daughter's share of the residue, the IHT will be deducted from the daughter's share and no part of it will be taken from the spouse's share. To illustrate this, assume we have a taxpayer called Helen, who died in January 2011. Helen made no lifetime gifts, and her estate at death totaled £700,000. The will directs that her estate should be divided equally between her son and her husband. Each will therefore receive £350,000 before the deduction of any inheritance tax. Helen's chargeable estate is £350,000. We deduct the full nil band and charge the excess at 40%, giving inheritance tax payable by the executors of £10,000. Following the Ratcliffe decision, as a chargeable residue should bear its own tax, the £10,000 should be deducted from the son's share. The son's share of the estate, after inheritance tax, is therefore £340,000. The exempt residue suffers no tax, so the husband's share remains at £350,000. As we have mentioned before, if a will directs that the whole of the estate is left on residue to an exempt beneficiary, no inheritance tax is due. If, however, a will leaves a tax-free legacy to a chargeable beneficiary, such as a son or daughter, and the remainder of the estate is left on residue to an exempt beneficiary, such as a spouse or charity, IHT is due in respect of the specific gift, but no tax is due on the residue itself. However, If the specific legacy is tax-free, i.e. it is a gift of cash or a gift of other UK property, any tax on the tax-free legacy will be paid from the residue of the estate. Therefore, even though the residue itself is exempt, the residuary legatee, i.e. the spouse or charity, will still suffer some inheritance tax. Therefore, the amount which will ultimately be distributed to the spouse or charity will be the residue of the estate minus the IHT on the tax-free gift. The other issue to consider here is the concept of single grossing. If a will leaves a tax-free legacy, or a combination of tax-free legacies, and a wholly exempt residue, we must calculate the inheritance tax on a grossed-up basis. A tax-free gift can also be thought of as a net gift, i.e. the beneficiary receives the net amount after somebody else has discharged the inheritance tax. In this scenario, the only transfer liable to inheritance tax is the net gift. The rate of inheritance tax applicable on death is 40%. However, to get from the net legacy to the inheritance tax due, we must gross up this rate and use a rate of 40 over 60. For example, if we know that a beneficiary has received a net gift of £60 after the deduction of 40% tax at source, to arrive at the tax, we must multiply the £60 by the grossed up rate of 40 over 60. You have come across this concept of grossing up a rate when dealing with lifetime tax. For example, if a donor sets up a discretionary trust and agrees to pay the tax himself, the trustees receive a net amount after tax has been paid by the donor. In this instance, when calculating the lifetime tax, we do not use a rate of 20%. Instead, we use the grossed up rate of 20 over 80. The only difference here is that the death rate is 40%. So this grosses up to 40 over 60, or two-thirds. Remember, we only need to use the grossed-up rate where the will leaves one or more tax-free legacies and a wholly exempt residue. By way of an example, Stuart died in 2010-11, having made lifetime transfers of £128,000. His death estate is valued at £900,000. In his will, Stuart leaves a legacy of £500,000 to his son. The gift is of UK property and is therefore tax-free. The residue of Stuart's estate is left wholly to his spouse. The only chargeable part of the estate is the tax-free gift of £500,000. From this, we deduct the available nil band. £197,000 of the nil band remains, leaving a taxable estate of £303,000. As we have a tax-free specific gift and a wholly exempt residue, to calculate the inheritance tax, we must use the grossed-up rate. This is to reflect the fact that the gift to the son is a net gift, i.e. the son receives £500,000 after tax has been withheld. Inheritance tax is therefore calculated at the grossed-up rate of 40 over 60, giving IHT payable of £202,000. This tax will be paid out of the residue of the estate and will therefore be effectively suffered by the spouse. To complete this example, let us now consider the distribution of Stuart's estate. Stuart's son receives a tax-free legacy of £500,000. HMRC receive inheritance tax of £202,000. Therefore, the spouse will receive the balance of the estate, being £198,000. This is made up of the residue of the estate of £400,000, minus the IHT paid on the tax-free gift. If we consider the legacy to the son, effectively, the son receives a gross legacy of £702,000, from which £202,000 was withheld at source, leaving a net legacy of £500,000. The inheritance tax payable in this instance would be exactly the same if Stuart had been left a gross legacy of £702,000 and had been required to bear the tax himself. In this instance, we would have a chargeable estate of £702,000. After deducting the available nil band of £197,000, the taxable estate would have been £505,000.
If we apply inheritance tax at the normal rate of 40%, you will see that the tax due would be £202,000. This final illustration proves that tax at 40% on a gross gift gives exactly the same figure as tax at 40/60 on a net gift.